Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
It's the 27th of November, and here's wishing CSK run machine, ace fielder and general all-rounder Suresh Raina a very happy 32nd birthday. And now for today's sports news. Women's cricket first. As Harmanpreet Kaur and Mithali Raj meet BCCI officials to discuss a controversial selection call made in the World T20 semi-final that triggered a storm. Mithali was left out of the team despite being fit, and Kaur had gone on to justify the call even after the humiliating 8-wicket loss on Sunday. Both the senior players along with manager Trupti Bhattacharya met BCCI CEO Rahul Johri and GM Sabah Kareem. Rahul Johri tells PTI, and I quote, "Yes, we met Mithali, Harman and manager Trupti Bhattacharya. All of them met us separately and put across their views. We had noted everything down," end quote. However, he refused to divulge the details of the meeting, saying, and I quote, "Please don't ask me what has been discussed during the meeting," end quote. There are also some speculations that Mithali may never play the shortest format for India again, and her contemporary, Jhulan Goswami, will only concentrate on 50-over cricket. In men's test cricket, Leach and company suck Sri Lanka dry as England beat hosts Sri Lanka by 42 runs in the third test to effect the first overseas series sweep in 55 years. Spinners Jack Leach and Moeen Ali took 4 wickets each to help bowl out Sri Lanka, chasing a daunting 327 for victory for 284 in the final session on day 4 in Colombo. Leach's victims included captain Suranga Lakmal, trapped LBW for only 11 runs. However, number 11 Malinda Pushpakumara gave England a scare with his unbeaten 42 of 40 deliveries, lifting the hosts from 226 for 9 and raising the hopes for the home crowd. It was complete domination by the touring England side, which clinched the one-day internationals 3-1 as well as the only T20 match. It was all-round celebrations for England, who have not won all games in a series of 3 or more tests since Ted Dexter's side won 3-0 in New Zealand in 1963. Shifting focus to football, here's the latest from the Indian Super League 2018 currently underway in Bengaluru. Even though Delhi Dynamos threatened to upset host Bengaluru FC with continued and sustained onslaughts, a late strike from Udanta Singh helped Bengaluru FC take the lead, the match's only goal, and top the Indian Super League table on Monday. Things looked as if the match was heading for a draw with a somewhat erratic BFC side until Udanta's last-minute heroics propelled them forward and towards victory. Delhi Dynamos seem to be hopeful for a win but will continue to sit at the bottom of the table, much to their dismay. It was all smiles for captain Sunil Chhetri, who was playing his 150th game for the club. It's Kabaddi, Kabaddi, Kabaddi time, and Tamil Thalaivas bulldozed their way in the Pro Kabaddi League 2018, notching up a 31-25 win over Telugu Titans in the Season 6 match in Pune on Monday. Manjeet Chiller had a brilliant game in defence as he scored 7 points and was ably supported by Ajay Thakur, who chipped in with 7 raid points. Rahul Chaudhary scored 6 points for Titans but didn't get enough support. Ajay and Rahul got their respective teams up and running with a raid point in the first minute. Chaudhary got 2 more raid points to give Telugu Titans a 3-2 lead after 3 minutes. Sukesh Hegde then came up with a super raid in the 10th minute to level the match at 8-8 for Tamil Thalaivas. Tamil Thalaivas ramped up the pressure with an all-out point in the 13th minute, extending their lead to 13-9. At the end of the first half, they led 18-11 as Telugu Titans faded away after a strong start. Bengaluru Bulls continued their dominant run with a comfortable 37-27 win over UP Yodha in the second game of the day. Pawan Sheerawat scored 10 points while Rohit Kumar chipped in with 7 points for the Bulls, while Shrikant Jadhav scored 12 points for UP Yodha only for his effort to go in vain. Pawan Sheerawat got Bengaluru up and running with a couple of raid points and the Bulls never looked back in the first half. After 10 minutes of play, Bengaluru Bulls led 9-4 and set a good platform to go for the kill. UP Yodha's defence was struggling to put points on the board even though Shrikant Jadhav tried to revive their hopes, but after 15 minutes of play, Bulls had a 7-point lead as the score was 69 in their favour. At the end of the first half, Bengaluru Bulls led 18-12. Kashiling Adake made a 2-point raid in the second half to give Bulls a 22-14 lead. In the 29th minute, Bengaluru inflicted an all-out to open up a comfortable lead. Bengaluru Bulls asserted their dominance in the second half as they ran out comfortable winners.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.